Remind me of an incident when one Jamaat had gone to Australia. Person came back and said, "What a strange thing we witnessed." Says, when we had gone there, certain person, a very prosperous person, has invited us to come and have some program in his home as well. Obviously, the ever obliging these people going out in the path of Allah, whoever can benefit. So he says, when we went there, these people sent some cars to pick us up. And what cars? From the best of cars. The best of cars, you all know, I don't want to take the names to make it too lengthy. The best of cars. We sat into those cars and went to the home. And when we saw the home, from among the best of homes, the most palatial homes that you can think of, walked into the home and we looked at the furniture in the home, from among the best of furniture that you could see. Then what happened? Little children came to us, most nice children with the best of clothing, they came to us. They fed us with the best of food that you can think of and imagine. And thereafter, it was time for us, after we had finished our program, to leave there. Then came out a small little note from there, ki dua karna parishani hai, Allah parishani dur kar de. Make dua that we are parishan and we are full of anxiety and worry. Allah Ta'ala, take away this anxiety and worry. How are you worried? You have all the goods of comfort, but Allah has not kept comfort in the goods of comfort. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept it in the heart here and the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If you obtain the wealth from those sources that are haram, you may have everything in your home, everything in the house, everything a person requires in this dunya, but that peace of mind and that contentment will not be there.